everybody. Cal Banion here, Cal Banion's Hypnosis Cetra, and I am back with Erica Flint. And we're going to talk about something super important, and that is how to keep the momentum going after class. You know what it's like? You're in class, you're so excited, and then you go back to your real life, and you could lose that momentum. Or you could even use what we're going to talk about if you've lost your momentum and you're somewhere on the path. We're going to give you the roadmap to really getting back that kind of success. Now, let me just talk about, in case you don't know who Erica Flint is. Erica Flint is a certified hypnotist. She's in Bellingham, Washington. If you're seeking services in that area, please give her a call. She'll give you her website at the end of the podcast. She has a full-time practice. She was previously a software engineer and professional problem solver when she realized, hey, you know, I got this computer stuff down. Why not work with the greatest computer in the world, which is the human mind? And so she went from brand new hypnotist, full-time in the profession in just about a year. She was originally trained there in Bellingham, Washington, and then she's kind of going, I need something else. She got on her five-path video program training at Five Path 2.0, and that was the thing she needed to keep going. Now she's a rising star in the profession. She is a trainer and a speaker. How you doing there, Erica?
Hi, Cal. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me here today. Let me tell everybody about you. So Cal Banion is a highly intelligent and thoughtful hypnotist, author, speaker, and trainer. And he's been giving back to the profession of hypnosis for, I think, about 19 years now. He is a hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of all of these wonderful training videos that he's done here on hypnosis, etc., but because he's won nearly every award in the profession. He's also appeared on both television and radio talking about hypnosis, and one of my personal favorite books that he's authored, The Secret Language of Feelings. He's the trainer of some of the very best in the profession, and he's still teaching, speaking, seeing clients, writing, doing all sorts of amazing things. He's had a profound effect on me and my business because once I went through the five paths training, I was ready. I was ready to see clients, and that's exactly what I did, and I've been seeing them ever since, and I'm just really happy to be here, Cal. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. You know, I just could not do these videos if it wasn't for people like you and Erica and Kelly, and way back to Celeste, who really was my first co-host, so thank you for being here. So, okay, you brought this topic, and I think you're kind of excited about it. You want to go ahead and get started?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. You know, I recently taught a hypnosis certification course, and I saw my students get really excited, get really jazzed about hypnosis. They were learning great techniques. They were getting proficient. They were gaining skill and confidence. And I want to make sure that that momentum, right, they're so excited in the classroom that they get to keep that as they go out, right? So keeping that momentum and a roadmap to getting started. So I kind of broke this up into a couple different pieces because, you know, as you know, Cal, this is an entrepreneurial business, right? So for most hypnotists, you will be having your own business, plus you'll be a hypnotist. And so part of this is about the business side of things. So to start with, some of the things to keep the momentum going, right, are to make sure that you take care of the business and legal side of things. And that would include checking out the laws in your state. I know that the National Guild of Hypnotists has information on what you need to be aware of in your own state to make sure that you're following. So for example, here in the state of Washington, we are registered hypnotists. So you have to go to the Department of Health and make sure that you register here if you're practicing in the state of Washington. You want to make sure you get your business license. You want to make sure you get your professional liability insurance, and you might want to set up your business as a corporation or something like that. What do you think about that, Cal?
Really, really good. And you know, one of the things is that they say if you don't have a plan to succeed, you're planning to fail, right? And as you're talking about this, I thought, oh, I want to recommend something. I don't want to get you off track, but I went and I contacted five of our successful grads who went from classroom to client, full time practice, and I said, let's each of us write a chapter. in a book about how we did that, how we went from classroom to full-time practice. And the name of that book is Real Hypnosis Business Success. And you can get it right there on Amazon.com. Real Hypnosis Business Success. And Real Hypnosis, I'll put a link down below, right down there. All right, so down below you can get a link, and what's cool about it is four different pathways. They have things in common, but they have things that are slightly different, and you'll see what, and you can borrow some from this person, borrow some from that person. Have you read that book yet?
Yes, I have. It's a great book, and I love that you get the different approaches from each author, because everybody's practice is a little bit different, right?
Well, right. You have different goals in mind. Some people want to have a big center like I have, and some people, they want to have something out of their home. And both of those are valid, and everything in between is valid. And so the pathway or the roadmap to those different kinds of success have things in common with each other and things that are slightly different. Cool. I'm sorry to get you off track, but you inspired me to think about that.
It's not really off track, because that's actually part of the process is continuing education, right? So just to kind of switch tracks just a little bit and talk about that, you really want to make sure that you are doing continued education, right? So when you're in, the classroom and you are practicing and you're being drilled and you're learning and you're gaining confidence, that is great, but you want to make sure you can get into the office as soon as possible. And once you get there, you want to make sure you do continued education. You want to make sure that you're going perhaps to the NGH convention and getting some education there and meeting hypnotists. So I think that it's right in line with what I'm suggesting here, Cal, is that's definitely part of it. But to bring us back kind of to the business side of things, there's definitely this marketing side of things that needs to take place. And, I think pretty much now the expectation is you will definitely have a website. What do you think, Cal?
If you don't have a website, you don't have a business in this day and age, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's what I think too. And I've been, seeing some talk kind of online in the forums of people waiting to get their website out there until it's ready. And from my perspective, I think it's better to get your domain name, get your website out there, even if it's a page with, your address or some information about you, get that out there early. Even if you are not planning on driving traffic there immediately, I think it's important to get your site out there, because Google will crawl it early, and the longer it's been out there, the higher ranking it will have. What do you think about that?
I'm thinking that sometimes people, especially hypnotists generally, are cut from the same cloth as counselors and social workers. They're people, and they're not highly technical. And so you can get overwhelmed. You look at these websites like Amazon.com or CNN or whatever, and you go, wow. Or you look at some other hypnotist websites and they got 18 pages or 180 pages, and you think, how am I going to do that? And I say, look, let's just get started. The oldest way of promoting yourself probably is a business card. Get up an equivalent to a business card on the internet, one page. And that one page, has a pleasant, approachable picture of you. It's got your business name, your contact information, a motto. There you go. And you're set. That's your business card. And then as soon as you're ready, now think brochure. Brochure. Your brochure's got, it might be a bifold or trifold, and it just talks about the services you provide. And so you can move up into that, a one-page, two-page brochure, and just do it in steps like that. And there's, lots and lots of people now that will do a simple website like that for you very inexpensively. Or you can go to, GoDaddy and these other kinds of hosting places that have templates, and you can just get something up and then you can refine it later. How's that sound, Erica?
That's exactly right, Cal. I completely agree with that start. And I love how you've kind of captured it so simply. Start with a business card idea, move to the brochure, and then you can go from there. I'm constantly updating my website. I don't think that you ever are finished, right? I mean, there's new things happening, and maybe you write a blog article, or maybe you change your services, or, you know, things change. So, you know, I think that your website is kind of a work in progress to some extent for the rest of your life. I think it's going to be for me, probably. So, and I think that it's the best way to reach clients. Most people are going to want to check you out online, even if they've heard about you. They're going to go look online. They're going to see your picture. They're going to want to see if you look legitimate, see, kind of get a feel for you based on your website, right?
And where else are they going to check?
Well, where are they going to check for you?
Yep.
Well, let's see. They might check for you on some of the social networking sites. They might check
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. Keep that in mind.
Yep.
You know, if you've got a very professional website and then online, you're using profanity or, you know, doing things that you got to remember, your potential clients will look you up, find out as a hypnotist in their area, find your name, and some of them will go, I wonder if they're on Facebook, and they'll go check you out. So always keep that in mind. You could go, because, you know, one day you put some joke up there that might be political or something like that. If you do anything political on online, you can instantly cut your clientele in half. You know, if you take one side or the other, if you look too liberal or too conservative, then you go, bam, you go, how come my clientele isn't what it used to be? Go look at, you know, LinkedIn, go look at, you know, other things that you're doing. When everything on professional, now, it doesn't have to be professional. I mean, like, if you go out fishing with the family, that goes on Facebook, or, you know, if you don't mind having your family online. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with going fishing or going to a car show or stuff like that. But stay away from political stuff online and let's see, anything that's distasteful. Stay away from it online. Kind of surprised you with that, didn't I, Erica?
You did, but I think it's great advice. It's very good advice because people don't realize what, you know, that they're putting information out there and it stays forever, and other people will look you up and they will make decisions based on what they believe is your character, right? Your character online. And so, you know, the whole marketing thing, there's a lot that we could talk about there. And I think we've talked about a lot of it in previous episodes too. So let me just move on to some of the business processes that you might want to get put in place. I think for me, two of the important ones are kind of the flow, the paperwork whole thing. Like, you know, if clients are going to fill out some paperwork and give it to me ahead of time and how that whole thing works. And then, you know, the fee and an appointment policy. So what do you think about business processes, Cal? What do you think are important for a new hypnotist to have in place?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that.
Well, you know, if I'm trying to categorize some of these things, it's like I wanted to make sure, you know, for me that clients would come in. I want them to fill out this paperwork before I see them. That's part what I consider a business process. I want that paperwork to be filled out when I see the client because it helps me in my business, right? So I guess, you know, maybe those are the only two things that we would be concerned about, filling out the paperwork and having some, maybe policy, is a policy a better word, a business policy, like the appointment policy, that type of thing?
Right, and here's something that might surprise you. The client bill of rights is very important. And the client bill of rights is something that's been really put forward by the National Health Freedom Organizations and embraced by the National Guild of Hypnotists, and that is, And it varies from state to state. Let me say this. Wherever you are, check to see if there's a National Guild of Hypnotists chapter near you. In most states in the United States, and I know I'm speaking to everyone in the world when I talk about this, but there are also chapters in different countries around the world too. And if there's members to a chapter in your area that people have been around for a while, they typically know if you need a business license and stuff like that. Because the first thing is, I have a saying, if you can't afford to do it right, you can't afford to do it. And so what that means is you need to be legal. At the very minimum, you need to be legal. And then the next level is you need to be ethical. So when you provide a client bill of rights, you're saying, here are your rights as a client, and here is my background, my training, and if you have a complaint, this is who you can take it to. And under those conditions, in some states, you have free rein to work on whatever you want with a client, because the informed client has the right to choose what kind of services, as opposed to maybe in some legal environments, you can't see clients without being challenged to be like you're practicing medicine without a license or practicing psychology without a license. So, and the National Guild of Hypnotists provides an excellent generalized client bill of rights. Good. There you go.
All right. Very good. Thank you for pointing that out. The other thing that you will want to get in place is some type of financial stuff, right? I found it a lot easier to have a separate bank account for my business, separate bank account. Eventually you could potentially get in, credit card processing. I don't know that it's absolutely necessary. Initially, I went after that right away because I wanted to be able to accept credit cards in my business right off the bat. Some people want to pay with a credit card. And so I just wanted to make that available to all of my clients right away. I waited quite some time to do an online shopping cart though. So I waited almost a year before I allowed people to purchase and buy things on my website. So I just wanted to point out that you don't, like Cal was saying, you don't have to do everything right away. But the financial component I thought was pretty important. What do you think about that, Cal?
Okay, this credit card issue. It's, you know what? When you take credit cards, two things are going to happen. You're going to make more money because people, they just don't write checks like they used to, and they just don't carry cash like they used to. And they budget their whole life out of their credit cards. And so having the ability to accept credit cards, it's called merchant account. When you have that, you also have the ability to do impulse purchases. You know, people are miserable now. They want to see the hypnotist, but maybe the cash flow isn't good right now, but they're anticipating in a month or so it will be. Bam, they can lay down that plastic. So, I mean, we never would have been who we are if, as far as the size of operation we have and the money we've made, if it wasn't for immediately, as soon as possible, we got to where we could accept credit cards. Now here's the other thing that it does. It's like a credential. You know, if you say, oh, I don't accept credit cards, it looks like amateur time. You look like an amateur act. You know, because real businesses, name one real business out there that doesn't take credit cards. We might find an occasional mop-hop restaurant or tattoo artist that doesn't take credit cards. But generally, if you're holding yourself out there as a professional, you need to take credit cards. So that's what I think.
Yep. And, I would say, I'm just guessing, but probably 75 to 80% of my business pays with a credit card. So go get that taken care of for sure. Moving on to kind of, that's like the business side of things that I wrote down. And we're just doing kind of like a roadmap here. There's lots of other nuances and other components here to be included, but it's really more of a high level things to keep the momentum going again, right? So this is what we're sharing with you here is you're excited in class. Here are the top things that you need to be able to, the top things to think about so that you can keep that momentum outside of class. So for hypnosis, the things that you want to do as a professional, right? Join a professional organization like the NGH. Get connected with colleagues. Join some online groups. You know, we've got a great one called Our Hypnospace. And there people share, this is hypnosis for professionals. It's a friendly hypnosis professional space where you can share your ideas, where you can ask questions, and where experienced hypnotists will reply back to you and help you be successful. So I recommend Our Hypnospace for that, but there's other ones as well. And staying online and being, in contact with other hypnotists to try and learn as you go along, right? What do you think about that, Cal?
One thing about Our Hypnospace is it is non-technical. We understand that hypnotists are not computer scientists. So it's simple, and we're making it more simple every day just so that it's very intuitive, Just get in there, join a group. You can even start your own group by just clicking one button. It says add a group, and you can have your own group of your interest. I'm really, really happy with the way that's developing. I mean, you know, we're not trying to be the biggest hypnosis organization, not organization, network on the internet. We're just trying to be the most professional, most friendly, the place where you can go and just go, I got a question, or this cool thing happened in session and I want to share it. So, and I'm really, really happy to have people like Brenda and people like Erica on their leading groups. It's just, that's just the most wonderful thing to be part of a team effort like that. Hey, we got to wrap it up.
Yep. All right. Well, that was about it. The other thing that I recommend is you've got to do, we mentioned this before, continued education. So go to the NGH convention, keep learning, keep growing, and keep doing great work. So get out there, keep that momentum going. You can use this as a roadmap to keeping you energized and keeping the momentum up. So I just hope that this has been valuable for you. My name is Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. You can also find me on our HypnoSpace. I lead the marketing group there. And I hope to hear from you or see you sometime soon. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Erica. Now, you folks out there, I want to see you in class. We got two classes coming up, and the next one is July 6th through the 17th. That's 2 weeks, Monday through Friday, then the weekend off, and then Monday through Friday. This is our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. Why is it a super course? Because it's not just the basic stuff. It is also 5-path, advanced hypnotherapy, and 7-path. You're going to work your butt off. Yeah, it's 100 plus hours of training in 10 days. So you can imagine it's you're going to eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis, but you're going to come out totally. This immersion experience is really the best way to learn. We have the Week of Power coming up May 3rd through the 9th. Now let me tell you about that. It's the exact same class, except that you are already certified. You have to already be a certified hypnotist. We spend less time on the basics and go right in. We just make sure everybody's on the same page, they have the right basics, then bam, we get right into the same advanced stuff, 5-path and 7-path. And you know, you're just going to go away going, wow. And I'll guarantee you right now, if you haven't been absolutely blown away by the third or fourth day, turn in all your stuff, and we'll give you a refund, because that's never happened. It never will happen, because I'll tell you what, there was so much more to that class. Everybody is like, wow, I never thought it would be this good. So take me by my word. We got a class coming up July, we got a class coming up in May. And for you guys who are watching this 1 year later, 2 years later, we always have our class schedule here on calbanyan.com. All right, that's it. Thank you very much. Start thinking about the NGH convention coming up in August. We'll all see you there. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.